Track 4. At this point, you leave the old railway line and take the Forest Road down to the right, following the National Cycle Route 45 and Button Oak sign on the fingerpost. There is a well-positioned bench at this junction should you choose to stop for a rest. Set off down the Forest Road with the property Park House to your left. Park House is a typical example of the small isolated cottages attached to historic orchards that are scattered throughout Wyre's landscape. The relationship between these small holdings, the railway and orchards, is significant. There was a boom in fruit production in this area during the latter half of the 19th century in order to supply the burgeoning population and markets of the Black Country. The railway provided a means of moving produce quickly and in bulk. It enabled fruit to be picked early in the morning, put on a train at lunchtime, and be in the markets of Birmingham and the Black Country the next morning, 24 hours from tree to customer. The name Park House harks back to earlier centuries when Wyre was administered as an enclosed medieval park and royal hunting chase. You are now walking downhill on a forest road, through a section of predominantly oak woodland, scattered with birch and hazel. On your left is a section of oak woodland with hazel coppice, which has been fenced to keep the deer out. Damage to young trees and coppice regrowth caused by deer can be a major problem in forestry. There is a significant population of fallow deer in the forest, as well as small numbers of roe and muntjac deer. Whilst they are all predominantly shy creatures, you may catch a glimpse of deer moving through the forest. Proceed down this forest road until you come to a wooden bridge, then press track 5.